Thank you for meditating. Maybe I can offer a little bit of extra comment. One thing that we might like to remember is that when we meditate, we don't have to experience anything that is spatial. Sometimes it's possible that meditators have this kind of idea about what they should be experiencing when they meditate in terms of a state of a mind. And that's why traditionally they encourage us not to get attached to these mental states, such as three of them. They're called clarity, bliss, and the no thoughts. The idea is that we don't have to try to alter or create a certain state of mind. And usually we may have this preconceived notions what we should be experiencing when we meditate. Maybe we feel that we should not be having ordinary thoughts, or we should not be having like boredom or some trivial thoughts. We may think we should be having very spiritual, profound experiences like open heart, awakening, joy, bliss. And yet meditation is really about opening our heart and mind into welcome whatever visits us, and then remember that all our experience is perfect in themselves in each and every moment, as long as we don't judge them. From that point of view, you can't really separate between what is meditation and what is not meditation. Everything is meditation when you're in awareness. Yes, if you are going through epiphany like universal love, compassion, that's meditation. But maybe you are having some really ordinary thought, like thinking, what lunch they are going to serve us today? And that is also perfect. That is perfect samadhi in itself. Because awareness never says, I want to feel it this way, but I don't want to feel that way. Awareness has no preference. Only the conditioned mind or the egoic mind has all these ideas, preferences. So sometimes we may wonder what is happening with this kind of formless certain meditation. Maybe this is not a concern you have. And now and then there are people actually who start wondering, what am I doing? I'm just sitting here and observing all my thoughts, feelings, but what am I doing? This is a concern some people have. And some people think that something should be happening in their consciousness when they meditate. The awareness actually turned out to be the most powerful means of what they call in the East karmic purification. The awareness is the most powerful means of or process of purifying your basically old habitual tendencies. We all have mental, psychological tendencies, we all have this deep-seated inner poisons, deep-seated delusion, hatred, greed, and so forth. And in awareness, and they all are being in the process of continuous purification. That's why Tibetan master Shabkarpa said that one single moment awareness is more powerful, more meritorious than cultivating all these wonderful deeds for thousand and thousand eons. Of course, we should not take what he said literally. It's more like a metaphor, but he's saying that actually when we abide in awareness, what is happening is this amazing purification. Also, awareness is a state of our own consciousness that we are no longer reacting from our old habitual tendencies, but we are loving and we are responding to each moment with an open heart, with a compassion and a courage. At least this was a concern I had when I started meditating. I thought, what is happening? I'm wasting time. I should be doing something. I'm just sitting here observing my mind. I should be doing something more spiritual, or something I can grasp, and something that is tangible. And yet, just sitting in silence and observing all your experience without judgment is turned out to be most powerful means of purification. Thank you, everybody.